approach, and we have to message and meet with students immediately, okay? And we have started doing that internally, because what we've done up until this point, in terms of our participation, we have some safety folks, and we've got some student services folks, who have been, along with myself, engaging with the Douglas County Emergency Response Team. We started our first formal meeting last Friday, and we've learned a lot of information, A, about facts with regarding testing, and exactly what the protocols are for those health providers in the state of Kansas, in Douglas County, and what that looks like, as well as resources that may be available. So we've taken that idea about information, facts, and resources, and we've come to look at our campus to assess that and start working on what we can with regard to meeting our students' needs. Because this is unknown, because we cannot determine whether or not a person has the virus, how do we make decisions? So the Douglas County Emergency Response Group is communicating with both Mr. Prue, with me, and again, other safety folks on campus to keep us alerted to the movements that they're making. Because yesterday we went from one infected Kansan that was confirmed to five in a matter of a day, with one death, that's the data we're looking at, okay? And I made that clear to students last night in a couple of our, in a meeting that we had with a couple of halls. That's the data we have to start making decisions, and that's the same data that the county's using to decide, you know, at what point do we make major decisions about closing schools? About who will see at health clinics. I mean, these are the conversations that are happening in our community. So that data alone is what we're using to say we need to move into what we call an isolation stage. So in, I say university-wide, but particularly in serving students, we're going A, we want to make sure we complete the semester. We're an institution of higher education, and you being academically successful to students and us as staff making sure students are successful is the primary goal here. And the second certainly is doing that as safely as we can. And that means making some dramatic decisions, okay? So because of the messaging situation that Dr. Reeves and Mr. Foley talked about, this is what we're starting to do, because time is important here. Okay, when we go from one case to five cases that are confirmed in one day, that's significant. The other thing that happened on the state level in the state of Kansas is the governor determined a state of emergency. Okay, those are serious, besides the NCAA tournament being canceled, right?